I want to welcome everybody back today on Bridging the Gap on this Friday. And yesterday, if you tuned in, we spoke with Kevin Babcock about the Lions Club and the things it brings to the community. And today we're going to expand on that and look at a different organization here in our community. We're going to talk about the Kiwanis Club. And, of course, without the fair, they may not have as high of a profile as the Lions Club does, but they're just as vital and contribute just as much to the community. So, again, I'm joined with Judge Executive James Anderson, Kevin Babcock, who is the president of the local chapter of the Kiwanis Club, and they're going to give you a little bit of background on the organization and what they bring to the community.
Glad to be here with Kevin. One of the organizations I don't think we had really touched anything significantly on is our Kiwanis Club, and I'd say if most people, if they're aware of it, it may be through the radio auction on WSKV, but beyond that, they may not have a whole lot of knowledge about why that group exists, what they actually do. And like I said, that was one of the reasons for having this radio show, is try to make people more aware of what we have in our community, educate them a little bit about it. Maybe they want to participate, or like you said, like we offered yesterday, that y'all are open, most all of these are open to suggestions or how they can do things better, and dedicated to improving our community. And so if you want to tell us a little bit about why Kiwanis exists, kind of what their primary functions are, then we'll get into a little bit more of exactly some of the specifics on what you all do here locally.
Okay, well, the Kiwanis Club is a local organization here. Well, actually, it's an international organization, but locally we have some strong membership. If it wasn't for the Whitaker Bank population, Lisa Mays and Tommy and Ethan Moore at WSKV, it's just a really good group of business people that come together, and they it doesn't have to be a business person. It just seems like most of the Kiwanis are business oriented, and they have a vested interest in the community and making it better. One of the ways that we make the community better is dealing with youth. Our primary function in Powell County is to support youth development. We do that through the Key Clubs and the K Clubs at the schools, the Building Clubs at schools. Each school has a club that the Kiwanis, the Powell County Kiwanis, sponsors. We do their actual charter. The high schools had some really good success. They've had a lieutenant governor at the regional, representing Powell County at the regional state activities. We've been to the national activities down to Tennessee several times. The local chapter helps support that and promotes that.
Okay, I guess... one of y'all's means of raising funds to do these things is probably your radio auction, I would assume, is probably y'all's biggest.
Well, the radio auctions actually and traditionally are the only time we come to the public and ask for assistance. And trust me, it's been phenomenal in the past. We've had some down years, but once the public finds out about it, we normally get some private donations. It's been really good. We're trying to put more money back into the community, and by putting more money back in the community, we have to raise more money. We're doing a haunted house. If you've ever been to Clay City, if you're going on exit 16 just past Dairy Queen, there is a old pool warehouse down there. It used to be a flea market. That has a wonderful, eerie location, and we're going to do it tomorrow evening, one day only, 5 to 7. Come down to see what's in the warehouse, because it's like 13 rooms of terrorizing fun.
Okay, I guess if people are preparing or hear this and want to come out to it, naturally give them the hours. What's going to be the cost, or what should they expect? What's it going to be to get in?
Yeah, if you see one of our posters, it's $6, just $6, $6 to see the warehouse. Kind of a play on the 666. It's kind of a spooky... warehouse situation. You walk through the warehouse, you come around to the back side, there will be lights and there will be people out there to direct you, but when you pull in, you'll come around to the left hand side back to the loading dock, and the loading dock is where they'll enter, and it'll be 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock until midnight. So we would love to have as many people as possible. This is just the first time we've tried to do this. In the future, we're going to try to do something like this annually. We've been very good about doing events for like Easter and things of that nature for the kids. We don't charge anything for the Easter egg hunt, but we spend a little over $1,000 each year on Easter eggs and the things to go in the Easter eggs. And we have it at the park, the Stanton City Park. We also have the youth soccer. We're the primary sponsor for youth soccer in Powell County. So that's another way that we give back. We provide valet parking at the prom. And there's different things that we do. But we're, like any other organization, they can contact Lisa May at the Powell County Bank or myself at 606-481-4878. And I'll be happy to give them any information and invite them to a meeting. And we'd love to have some growth in membership.
Kind of two exciting things, I guess, come from that conversation. I think, and we kind of touched on it with the Lions Club, but I think primary goal to grow in Powell County, like you said, is the resources and the attention we put into our youth. And that's why I said any of these that further help our youth expand their potential or give them new opportunities is very vital to what we'll look like in the future. We're going to retain some of those. And so it's very nice if you look throughout our community, the people that take the time and the things. We're starting to have a lot more things for our youth. But kind of back to things to do. This haunted house and stuff, as I said, if you'll watch social media, you'll see numerous people from our community going to different haunted things or orchards and things around. And that's what I noticed in the last few years. There's a lot more to do here. You don't have to drive outside our community necessarily to make a night or two or three nights. You all got this. I know one of the traveling baseball teams are having a haunted thing, as well as one of our local campgrounds has a haunted. So I encourage people to look around before you drive outside our community. Look around. There's several opportunities to have the same experience, if not better, save money and support our local economy. So really encourage you to look at what's here before you drive outside to go to one of these activities.
Yeah, that's an outstanding point. I mean, I hear all the time about people wanting to go to Lexington or to Richmond, to some of the different haunted forests and things of that nature. Trust me, this is going to be an excellent haunted house. And along with that, we have other haunted activities. I know the Clay City Fire Department is going to have something. The Haunted Carnival at Roslyn for the baseball team. I think, like you said, the campgrounds may have some different activities. Please call around, look around, and just support the local groups, because you can go from one, two, or three haunted activities right here in Powell County the same night, and it would be cheaper than going to one of the ones over in Fayette County or someplace.
Very likely you'd spend as much gas money as it'll cost you to participate and do all these events. And while we're kind of on a soapbox here, that's one thing that I guess I get discouraged. I know I've been to our tourism meetings and our industrial authority meetings, and I've noticed it a lot. If you walk into, a weekend like we're going to have the next few weekends with the leaf color and stuff, have a lot of people coming in, we're very bad about taking for granted the resources we have here in Powell County. You know, their question will be, you'll hear them ask the attendant, you know, potentially, what is there to do here? And we don't realize we've got resources as far as our hiking trails, our river, and these things that we take for granted. But these people, I'm telling you, are coming from out of state. We all need to do a better job of educating ourselves on what it is. By encouraging that person to partake in some of our activities, they're going to drop some money here, have a good experience here, and that's what I said. It's just going to help us grow our community. In their mind, we're going to be a lot more positive. So we need to really educate ourselves and promote what the things we do have. Really educate yourself on what there is here to do, just because we've been raised up with it and think that's every day. A lot of these people don't have access to these resources, so we really need to do a better job about selling ourselves, because we have a whole lot to offer.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one thing we want to do, especially with the Kiwanis Haunted House, which is tomorrow evening, one day only, 7 to midnight. We want to try to get some of that to the people that are traveling through, people that may be staying at the Natural Bridge, some of the cabins, some of the campgrounds. We want to try to get some flyers up in that area. People that are just coming through, they may want to something to do for one night. And if, you know, $6, it's nice, economical way to enjoy yourself for a couple hours and come down and support a local organization that's giving back to our community.
Beyond that, Kevin, I would imagine whoever you have participating and putting this on, it's a good chance to hear probably again for our youth. I mean, far as to participate, putting it on, it has to be a fun activity for them or the people that's far as using their skills to decorate or create these environments, as well as, I guess, the chance to have some drama and been one of the characters or spooks in these type activities.
Yeah, we are definitely trying to do it in good taste. This is going to be a spooktacular, but we don't want to do something that's out of character. It's degrading to our community. But we have a lot of kids that are involved in this, and it's just cool. It's fun. It's not being disrespectful in any way, as far as from a religious aspect or something of that nature. We've actually looked into the possibility of next year and adding some revelation type activities into the haunted house, because you know, in our community, we're a Christian based community, and you know, there are some really scary alternatives to life that would lead themselves to making a good haunted house. Mm-hmm. This year, we've got some just some great ideals, and Ethan Moore from WSKB, he has actually put on and participated in some haunted houses in various areas around central Kentucky, and it's going to be awesome. $6 tomorrow night, it'd be a great time.
And like you said, this has been the first year. Here's a prime example of if you see parts of it you don't like or you think could do better, I'm sure y'all have a follow-up, and this is a chance to put input. And like you said, 5 years from now, maybe this is a destination spot in Kentucky for people to come and experience one of these instead of going to another county or something.
Again, we're open. We're open for suggestions, and we want to take some surveys when they exit to see what we can improve on mm-hmm. for next year. Obviously, we would love to have this particular location, but location will probably not be available next year, but we've already scoped out some very nice areas, and we're looking to maybe make a permanent haunted house and maybe be able to do it for a week or two or three versus one night. Again, it takes personnel. You know, you have to have people willing to do these types of things. That's where we partner with the Key Club at the high school and just different groups throughout the county that could assist us. Maybe at some point we can get some cost, revenue sharing, but right now we're just attempting to maintain our the activities that we have with the soccer club and the different activities with the Easter egg hunt and things of that nature. We do the 5K up at Natural Bridge. We're just trying to maintain the activities that we have now, and maybe not ask the public for as much, you know, give them something that they can pay for and enjoy.
I guess while we're talking about manpower and things, naturally I think it's appropriate to touch once again on, if you wanted to be a member of the Kiwanis Club, kind of what the requirements or how do you go about becoming a member?
Well, basically, you just contact one of our members. You can contact myself, 606-481-4878. That's my personal cell phone. You're welcome to call me. You can contact Whitaker Bank and ask for Lisa Mays or any of the Kiwanis. You just ask for somebody to tell them you're interested in the Kiwanis. Whitaker Bank is phenomenal with their support of civic organizations in our community, and they've doubled the effort with the Kiwanis. The Kiwanis just seems to be a perfect fit for a lot of the members, a lot of the workers at the Whitaker Bank.
And that's, I guess, a good time also. That's what I said. There's a lot of people that look for positive things to do with their energy or want to participate and, like you said, be civic minded. And you know, over the last 2 days we've talked about two very good clubs, and there's numerous other ones that people just need to kind of see what fits their schedule or their desires. But there's a lot of places they can get involved and help participate in moving Powell County and our youth forward for sure.
Yeah, that's very true. If anybody has any information as far as the different clubs and suggestions, basically all they have to do is get with Ethan Moore at the WSKV, and he has the community calendar, and he is just awesome about putting advertisements to try to promote the community. Mm-hmm. And it's business oriented because you know he's a businessman, but the more business that we have coming into the community, they look for civic organizations that are doing good things. So if somebody has an organization, I mean, I wouldn't want to leave nobody out, but you can go from the Bow Hunters to the AmVets to just different civic organizations, and not to mention over 50 churches that do wonderful work in this community. The Ministerial Association, you know, the Praise in the Park on Sundays during the summertime, things of that nature that bring our community together. A lot of them have a fee. You know, the Lions Club is a $70 a year membership, and the Kiwanis is $100 a year membership. We don't want that to be a stumbling block for somebody that truly wants to help support our community. But, you know, we do have to run the organizations.
You know, in my job, I get a lot of people that have a lot of good ideas, want to start doing some type of activity, and one of the requirements in most instances be eligible for funding, whatever might be their tax-exempt status. And, you know, a lot of times I'll encourage them, you know, this kind of fits in with something this group's doing, and that's what, I guess, in preventing them from having to reinvent the wheel, a lot of times they may be able to take that ideal within one of these organizations. It may be right in their wheelhouse. And like I said, the tax-exempt status is already there. And
all right. Thanks again, guys. It's super informative. Everybody be sure to check out the Kiwanis Haunted House this evening. It's going to be fantastic. And be supportive of these organizations when you see them out in the community. They do bring a lot to us that a lot of us don't even realize. So thanks again for joining us, guys, and we'll be back on Monday. Everybody, have a good weekend.